know, so many great rishis gave good instructions, but at that point, he was totally convinced, yeah, this is really final time for me to change my life. So the reason I'm mentioning that story, that kind of like a, you know, aha moment, you know, that awakening moment, that can come to all of us anytime. You know, it can happen today, it can happen tomorrow, it can happen in 50 years. It's really up to us. You know, we are the one that are making that choice. One time, a young man, he approached a very successful businessman. And a local businessman was also very wise and very intelligent. So the young man, he said, please give me some advice. I see you are so successful, you know, and I'm struggling, you know, and the young man was, you know, maybe 25 years. So the wealthy, successful man, he said, so how are you doing? And the younger one said, not so good. And the other man, you know, and the young man, he was expecting, you know, some, you know, super complicated advice, you know, how to make riches. But the wealthy man just, you know, in a simple word said, well, then don't do it again. And the young man, he was looking, what do you mean? Like, you know, and then he started realizing, actually, I have a choice. You know, if I didn't do well in the last 6 years, I can change. So all of us have that power to change. And but it takes, you know, somebody to tell us, you have the power to change your life. We all have the power to become pure devotees of the Lord and develop that dormant love for the Lord that's in our hearts. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada, he came to West to tell us, you have the power to serve the Lord and go back home to Godhead. And that is what we are trying to do. We are trying to follow in the footsteps of great acharyas. And like Mother Kunti was praying, let my thoughts flow like the Ganges to the sea without any impediment. You know, let my thoughts continuously flow towards you, O Lord of the Madhu. So same way we want to follow that example. So we were talking about Dhritarashtra, which is negative example. But on the other hand, you know, we find there is positive examples where despite all the difficulties, devotees were still surrendered so much, so much. And one of such examples is Vasudev and Devaki. As we know, you know, just on the day of marriage, when Devaki was, you know, celebrating her marriage, there was a huge festival. All the, you know, great personalities were visiting, and as the procession was going on, all of a sudden that mysterious voice appeared in the sky and said, "Oh, Kamsa, you fool! The eighth child of your sister will kill you." And Kamsa, he immediately grabbed the sword and he wanted to kill his sister without no thinking, no deliberating, you know, no nothing, just, you know, such impulsive reaction. So as we see, Srila Prabhupada explained, for the demons, it doesn't take much to change their mind. You know, one moment they may be friendly, the next moment they will totally turn against you. So, and that is the result of uncontrolled senses and mind. So as we know, to summarize this, basically Devaki and Vasudev, they spent years in a prison cell waiting for the Lord to appear. So they were waiting for the 8 years for the Lord to appear. And then what happened when the Lord appeared? You know, they didn't say, "Oh, Krishna, now you're here, you know, you stay with us," or, you know, "just get us out of this prison." You know, that wasn't really their motivation. You know, Krishna's mother was praying when she saw the Lord appear. She was saying, "Oh, my Lord, please, you know, hide your, you know, form of Vishnu, because she was afraid, you know, if Kamsa sees and understands that you are present, he may harm you. Even though she understood, you know, the Lord, the Supreme Lord, nobody can harm him. But she was, out of motherly affection, she was saying, please, you know, display your form of two-handed form and hide your, you know, chakra, disc and club. So the Lord, you know, he said, you know, in your previous lives, you were my mother and father as well, Prishni and, what is it? Sitapa. So, and then, you know, even after that moment the Lord appeared, they remained in a prison. It's not like, you know, things changed all of a sudden. So Krishna went to Vrindavan, and, you know, there were so many pastimes going on. And so there was another, 12 years before Krishna returned and killed Kamsa. So a total of, 19 years, I think. So we can see what determination these devotees had. You know, so many obstacles, like in this purport we were saying, by observing that all material things are doomed, you know, there can't be anything worse. I mean, you are in a prison cell, you know, your children are being killed by your brother, but in the meantime, you're coming from like kingly family where, you know, you would expect, you know, to be living like a king, you know, queen and a king. But that is the determination of the devotee, regardless of any difficulties, just continuing to serve the Lord. So, recently I heard a wonderful speech that Radhanath Swami gave at TEDx Talk, School of Business in London. And he was explaining how there is two dogs in our heart fighting, continuously fighting. One is good dog, one is bad dog. And he was saying, which one will win? You know, they're continuously barking on each other. And that is, you know, as we know, in us, there's always good side and there's bad side. You know, the good side is always, you know, trying to tell us, okay, you know, do some seva, serve the Vaishnavas, read Prabhupada books, you know, focus more on chanting, you know, be good. But the bad side is always taking our attention, you know, like, you know, oh, maybe you should check the news, maybe you should, you know, go on Facebook, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that, and then, you know, everything else is left behind. So he explained, you know, whichever dog we feed more, that is the one that will win. But sometimes we can't even hear the good one because the bad dog is barking so loud. Wow, wow, wow. So we are totally like, you know, distracted. And our time is being wasted away. So he was saying like, you know, therefore we have to, you know, seek good association. He was saying just like those trees in a red forest. Who knows about red forest? Redwood, yeah. So, if you heard about them, you know their roots, they don't go really deep. And even though the trees themselves, they are the tallest trees in the world, but the roots, they're kind of shallow, you know, they only go maybe, you know, 30 feet. Meanwhile, the tree itself is pretty much around 360 feet tall. So, many people were wondering how they stay, you know, for so many years. It says that some of them stay around for like even like 2,000 years. The average life is about 600 years, but there are some of them that scientists said that they are about 2,000 years old. So it's explained that because they go around and reach the roots of other trees, and they offer support, and that's how they create such strong bind that they're, you know, capable of withstanding extreme storms and winds and you know, supporting each other. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada created this wonderful society where we can actually support each other. And therefore, we have to seek good association. And at the same time, we have to give the support to others who are looking up to us for the advice and inspiration and encouragement. So I think I will stop here. I believe this is the last Temple Tuesday for this school year, so I just wanted to all wish you a wonderful summer, and I wanted to, you know, to maybe take some challenge, you know, commit to reading, you know, maybe, you know, one of Srila Prabhupada's books that you like the most, could be any, they're all like nectar, and, you know, utilize your time in a wise way, so then next fall when you come, you're strong to, you know, march again and, you know, learn more. Thank you so much. If anybody has any comments or complaints, yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. No complaints.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that when Dhritarashtra was staying with Yudhishthir, he was served by Yudhishthir because Yudhishthir Maharaj was very sensitive to his needs and he was aware that he was suffering. And in many ways, he was better served and better respected. Although I don't know about Bhima, I'm sure, was capable of doing that. But and then when Dhritarashtra actually left, then Yudhishthir was in deep lamentation and there was a dialogue. Narad Muni came back. There was a dialogue where Yudhishthir wanted to go, bring him back. No. And Dhritarashtra had already passed away by then. But Narad Muni kept delaying telling the news and there was a dialogue. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was very exemplary in his behavior despite all the troubles.
That is exactly a good point, and it's explained that even the Pandavas, they were more loving to Dhritarashtra than, more loving than even his own sons were previously, more respectful. Can you imagine that? Like, you know, somebody who, like, you know, was pretty much cause of all the war, when Vidura was instructing Dhritarashtra, Yudhishthira was reflecting and he was thinking, like, you know, things would have been so much different if just Dhritarashtra listened at the beginning and you know, rejected Duryodhana. But still, he was, like you said, very, very loving, very respectful. And when he found that Gandhari and Dhritarashtra and Vidura left, he was really, really sad. And like you said, he wanted to go there, but Narada Muni explained, you know, no, that is the right course of action. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, question. Anybody else would like to say something? Yes, Mother Sukhira.
I don't know if I have an answer for this, but when you hear the story of the young girl and the bracelets and how she's taking them off, because she's going to be seen as someone who's lower class, and she seems so silly to me. And, you know, that this is Vedic culture, that someone who's hardworking, whatever they were doing, you know, that would be perceived as someone that's lower class. So I don't know if anybody has any explanation for why it was like that.
Okay. You can say something.
No, he wants to say.
Oh, okay.
It was the same three modes of material nature, you know, 5, 10,000, 1 million years ago, as there is now. Just that in Kali Yuga, the lower modes gradually increase in their prominence.
Yeah. That's one way to see it, definitely. I think, you know, there could be different angles. One can see, you know, the reason why the girl acted in that way. And but nevertheless, I think the girl set good example of intelligence. You know, maybe it wasn't really, you know, that she was concerned, but, you know, just the bracelets were making so much noise, so maybe she just didn't want to disturb the guest by, you know, making so much commotion. Yes, please.
You told a story of Srila Prabhupada was asked, can you show me a miracle? And I didn't have any other time that Prabhupada was asked that except in Hyderabad. And I was there, so I remember very clearly all Prabhupada did was wave to the 150 devotees or so who were sitting on the stage with him and said, this is my miracle. I have changed these Marachas into Vaishnavas. So I was just wondering, when you told the story, I was thinking, is this the same story? Because
I'm not sure, to be honest. I heard that from Radhanath Swami. And again, maybe it's interpretation of what happened in Hyderabad, or maybe there was another person that questioned in a similar way, Srila Prabhupada. Could be private conversation, or I'm really not sure. But in any case, you know, we try to highlight what Prabhupada's mood was, and that was that he really emphasized that the real miracle is change of the heart. That's all I could say.
Okay, I just was concerned because not so much here, but sometimes in India I hear people tell a Prabhupada said story and it was like, whoa, where did that come from? So I just concerned that over time we don't make things up and actually, you know, quote Prabhupada properly.
Definitely. Anybody else would like to say something? Okay, thank you so much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.